let's take a little bit deeper dive into the demand verb phases and the tools that you'll be using in our Design for Six Sigma journey. So if we click on the panel that says define, it'll reveal the text. So the define, this is essentially we're defining the project. We're identifying our target region and our population. So who is our target customer? What target area are we looking at? What region are we going to be designing for in terms of a solution for that market, that target region? So we understand the voice of the customer. So doing that, we're going to try to get information about the customer, understanding their voice as much as possible so that we can understand their needs and start designing what they need, and to provide a purpose or reason for the project with some quantifiable data and measurable targets. So why would we want to undertake this? What's the purpose or reason for the project? And what are some targets that we want to achieve? So this phase will include the development of a team project charter and an initial project plan. So once those two things have been completed, we will move on and exit the define stage and move on to the measure stage. So click on the measure stage. This is essentially measuring the customer requirements. We need to understand the customer needs and wants and translate those into measurable design requirements. So translating the voice of the customer into some design requirements, customer requirements. Then we're going to start developing their requirements formally and then do a market analysis, develop engineering specifications, and do some benchmarking or looking at the competition. So once we've done those things, we can exit the measure phase and go into the analyze phase. This is where we're analyzing concepts. So we're developing concepts, some potential solutions. So we're using customer information that we've already captured, and we're going to translate that into some measurable design performance or function requirements. And because engineering will want to make sure that we have function, and we can then move on to what maybe the form of that function might look like. We have to make sure that we have our functionality. So the requirements then can be converted into system, subsystem, or component level design requirements that we need in order for our product to work, to perform the way that we want it to for our customer, or in other words, satisfy our customer needs. So quality function deployment is going to be used here. And we use a tool called the House of Quality. And the bottom line for House of Quality, that it wants to translate customer needs and to engineering specifications. That's the goal of a House of Quality, essentially. And so this phase will include your concept development, so developing some concepts, brainstorming in your team, using some selection tools such as the function tree, and concept form development, sometimes referred to as morphology, so developing some forms, function analysis, and that House of Quality. We'll start using the House of Quality. It also includes a final project plan that's developed to further break down the work tasks, so the work that needs to be done, and a final timeline or Gantt chart, since we know a lot more information about what we're going to be doing in this phase because we're actually going to select the final design in this phase. So we have more information in developing, finalizing our project plan than we did when we did our initial project plan in the define phase. So now that we're done with the analyze phase, we can move into the design phase. So here's where we're going to actually start designing the final concept that we've selected. So it's time to begin that detailed design work for the selected design. And this phase is going to include some math modeling and terms of how, you know, the functions are going to work. And then that will lead into how can we test this product. And we're going to do some risk assessment and mitigation. And that typically involves using a DFMEA or design failure modes and effects analysis tool that is used very commonly in industry with design teams. And then a bill of materials based on our final design, a purchase order based on the materials that we need to purchase, a part cost determination, a small profit loss statement, and then manufacturing process instructions or MPIs, or some of you may have heard of standard operating procedures. That's what was used in my past. So essentially that is just where we're telling someone how would we manufacture, build, essentially assemble our design, step-by-step instructions. And then we'll end up with both a sub-assembly design and then a subsequent final design, both of which will be approved They'll have an approval process, and then at the end, the final product design will have a final engineering design package that will be submitted. So the final prototype design then is manufactured and built and assembled. So you're going to build your final design. This phase may also result in engineering change notifications, or NCNs, as a result of manufacturing and build just prior to testing. So you may find something in manufacturing when we are testing a design, a new design that's come down, or maybe an improved design. We will typically have all the parts laid out, and we'll assemble it, put it together, build it, manufacture it, and we will probably find something along the way that we need to change. Maybe we have a fitment issue or a material has changed something, and we'll have to fill out an ECN, engineering change notice, and then put that back into our design process. And usually this involves, we'll have to have a rev. We typically have a rev one, revision one of a part drawing, and we'll have to make a rev two, whatever parts are involved in the change. All right, so once we've exited the design phase, now we need to verify essentially our designs. We're looking at our design performance. And so prototype test plan is developed and results are obtained. And after the prototype is built and assembled, then the testing plan is then implemented. So we design a test plan, then we implement it on our fully assembled prototype or a product to verify essentially that the design meets the customer and performance requirements developed per our plan, the test plan, but also this will go back to the objectives and goals that you had in your initial project charter. So this phase includes the development again of the test plan with your team, the implementation of the test plan on your manufactured, built, or assembled prototype. Results are obtained and analyzed. And this may also include an ECN engineering change notification from the testing results, but typically it's from the manufacturing build. Then the last phase is to report out a result. So this is essentially the reporting of the results from the Design for Six Sigma process you've gone through. So this phase will include a poster or marketing brochure and a potential design expo attendance, and definitely a final presentation and a final report. These are all part and parcel to many design processes that you'll find in engineering and manufacturing.